Unit 22, Dangerous Waters. Captain James steered his small vessel through the rocky waters in the Mediterranean Sea. Though he operated a small ship, he was associated with one of the largest export companies in the world and was carrying valuable jewels below deck. Out on the deck, he breathed in the salty sea air and absorbed some sun rays before returning to check on the ship's status. He had no idea what was coming his way. Off in the distance, he saw a larger ship that appeared to be a cargo vessel. Little did he know that the crew had transformed the ship's appearance to be deceitful. They were pirates. The captain knew a lot about the current wave of piracy. Piracy that was sweeping across the sea. Though cautious, he lacked the foresight necessary to avoid the coming tragedy. If he thought more carefully, he may have radioed for help in time to stop the attack. His inability to exercise better judgment would cost him a great deal. The ship approached and eclipsed Captain James' boat as it pulled up alongside on the right. The pirate on deck shouted orders to allow them on board, or else he would collide into him and send his boats to the bottom of the sea. Captain James had no choice. His opponents outmatched him in both size and number. There was no escape. The pirate ordered his crew to conduct a thorough search of the ship's compartments to see what was on board. He scared the captain as he had a hook for a hand, jagged yellow teeth and scars all across his weathered face. Captain James assured the pirate that there was nothing valuable on board, but the pirate said his information was unreliable. Unreliable. And he would check it for himself. Pirates are known for their brutal violence and for rampaging ships in the area until they got what they came for. Captain James thought there was nothing he could do to avoid harm and began to accept he would not be going home anytime soon. Suddenly, a solution came to him. If he could get to the control room, he could attempt to call for help from the naval base that was in the vicinity. It was a risky move, but it was the only way he was going to avoid being captured by the pirates.